Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop.
There it is.
He's got a laptop.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
He said, Shaziz Man has spoken. Well, you know what? I say trust the scammers. That's today's title for today's show. Because, I don't know, man. I'm just sitting back looking at all this stuff that's going on with these train derailments, and I'm listening to both sides of the story, and some guys that are pretty good at math and chemistry, and talking about it's not nearly as bad as what it seems to be. What I wonder, though, is why all these black plumes of smoke and cruds going up into the air. Where's all these climate freak people? Where are they at? You know, why ain't they out there in panic mode, running around in circles like Chicken Little? The sky is falling and all that kind of jazz. Does ever make you question anything like that? That the ones that are out there shouting about sea levels rising and all that ain't out there raising a ruckus because, you know, people are out there setting fires to everything? Just makes me wonder. Anyway, so I'm sitting here thinking about all this, and I'm thinking about my trials and tribulations as far as trying to get mad science off the ground to get me a decent laboratory, because I got this room out here that basically is all stacked up with everything, and it just ain't no room, man. It's just not no space. It's not like my old laboratory that got flooded out. It's like so I'm trying to be self-sufficient as far as I don't want to reach out there and ask everybody and his brother for money, you know. I'm not trying to milk the planet for give me your money, you know. And I look out there on YouTube and I see all these little free energy devices that, you know, a lot of people, you know, like Robert Murray Smith will come on there and he'll do a joke video about it, you know, that, you know, look, they found free energy, and then he'll tell you how he grafted a piece of film over the top of it to make the LED light up and such like that, you know. And you'll see other people out there debunking the free energy devices where they got these stupid little coils that they swear up and down. You stick to a magnet and, it supposedly puts out electricity and all that kind of stuff. But I want you to go look at the doggone video views on there. I want you to go look at how many subscribers these people have. Now I can take you on a tour of my social media out there. Probably got a couple hundred, about 230 some odd subscribers on Twitter, or followers on Twitter. Of course, Twitter's a rat hole anyway. It's just a waste of time. It's a sewer, you know. And Facebook is not much worse. It is much worse. Because on Facebook, the hypocrisy of the things that they try to hide from people as far as, any type of real news or people being able to make communications back and forth to each other. Meanwhile, in the background, you know, they got all kinds of pornography and everything like that. So I've got 5,000 subscribers on Facebook, which essentially is at least 98.9 or possibly 99% scammers and people trying to sell porn. And so I only probably know 1% of those people out there. They're constantly putting disgusting or nasty posts out. And so, you know, as I'm going down through there and I'm weeding through the garbage, and every time they post something nasty, I'll just throw a report out there on Facebook, because I'm leaving a trail for Facebook. Facebook's got a surprise coming to them they don't know about, but it's all right, you know. It's just, but there's 5,000 maximum that you can have friends on Facebook, and so you have to delete somebody to get somebody, which is easy because you don't have to worry about it, because when the scammers realize they can't scam you, what they do is they unsubscribe you or unfriend you or whatever, and so that just leaves the gate open for the next two in line. So I just go to the next two in line. And on YouTube, it says I've got over 9,111 subscribers, which basically fluctuates back and forth. I lose at least a couple subscribers a day, and then I gain some back and forth. But it's the same concept. There are some really good people that followed me on YouTube all these years, and they're awesome people, and they want to see the things that I used to do and stuff like that. And I'd love to be doing that. I really would. You know, the things in this world's gone crazy. Just don't have the elbow room, so to speak, to do the things that I want to do. I've been reaching out for all these years, and the reason why I put my videos the way I did back in the day, because I had this crazy idea that I wanted to find those folks out there that are willing to think outside the box of what truly is possible when it comes to science. Because right now, as far as I'm concerned, we're in the year 2023, and we should be so much further advanced than what we are. Our technology in the background of what I'm noticing, as opposed to what we're actually utilizing in society, is off the scale. You know, I mentioned, I don't know how many times, about this doggone phone in my pocket. It's a pretty incredible device, you know. I like this one here because it's old flip-top phone. I don't need all that slidey stuff, you know. I'm not trying to get on the internet and surf for porn or, you know, all the crazy stuff that goes on. I don't want to sit around and watch people shoot themselves in the face with Roman candles and stuff like that. I don't find any humor. When I want to do some real serious research, I get on these computers over here, which you can see that I've got, you know, quite a few going on. I've actually had more than that at one point. At one point, I was running probably about 12 or 15 computers, two servers, and we were doing a lot of different stuff in the day. And so, matter of fact, I got two servers. They're up there in that pile of mess up there. There's one right there that is a little bit older, but there's a newer one sitting over here that both of them are up and ready to go. Or when I get a lab, I want to put a some sort of hard line in that will literally be able to run those 24/7, so I could put all my designs and everything on there. And anytime you want to get some sort of information off of it, it's free for the taking. But those are the dreams of the future, what I hope to accomplish by mad science. But it just seems to me like it's not where this world actually wants to go. But back to this this technology right here, it's pretty incredible stuff. The batteries in these things are pretty impressive as far as how long they last. I've had this phone for years and the battery's still good and dang thing. And of course it's getting older and it's probably obsolete by now. It was set up for 4G network and is 5G capable, but eventually they're going to tell me that I can't use this anymore because it's out of date. In which case, if I can't have my flip-top phone like the, you know, the old Star Trek communicator, beam me up, Scotty, then I'm just going to tell them I don't need a phone anymore, and so I won't be carrying around a mobile device anymore. It's just the way that it is. Anytime I want to communicate with the internet, so to speak, I'll just get on these computers here. When they finally become out of date, well, then I'll maybe upgrade one more time or whatever if something cool impresses me. But outside of that, when these computers are gone, old Shaz is gone too. I'm just going to go call it a day and go fishing for the rest of my life and not even reach out anymore. You know, so the clock is actually ticking. I've got three websites. I got Shaziz.com, I got ShazizRadio.com, and I got Shaziz.net. Probably get about maybe a couple hundred views a day or maybe a week, depending on what's going on at any given time. So I'm thinking, you know, if people don't want to utilize the free resources that's available, there's no sense in me continuously piling money after money after money into this for free. You know, when I'm on YouTube, I'm working for free. When I'm out there doing the social media thing, I'm not trying to get rich and I'm not trying to get famous. I don't need all that fame and fortune. All I need is to find the dream team. So I've made my videos the way that I did in order to reach out to find those ones that want to think outside the box so that we can literally truly use real science and do things that I want. I want to show people that what we could be doing. We have technology that's available to us right now. The way if the industries wanted to, our internal combustion engines would be so incredibly efficient, we would actually be moving into different types of ways to burn fuel as opposed to how the standard ignition sources are. We got compression ignition and we got electronic ignition and such like that. And, you know, there's so many different ways to improve upon what they have already done. You know, like Evinrude boat motors with their direct injection, they built some two-stroke motors that rival all the rest of the ones out there in the industry. And so, incrementally, they're bringing these things forward that I've been talking about for years, and so the average Joe is just waiting around for the people that are, going to sell the deal. That they don't care about the, the engineering of it. They don't want to know necessarily how it works inside, because all they want is to be able to get on their, their toys and ride around and be able to go to the gas station and get fuel for that toy or whatever, or, even electricity for that matter. They don't care about how it works or when you flip the light switch on, what's going on behind the scenes on that, until it comes down to where either they don't have what they need, they don't have the fuel, or they don't have no electricity because for some reason the old out-of-date power grid system that we've got has collapsed in on itself, and it's spotty at best that you have service, and when you don't, they're so used to having everything that they want when they want it because they're the customer and they're always right. That say they got to call up and they got to cuss some other person out on the other end saying, if you guys don't get your act together, I'll go to a different company or whatever, That's where we're at. And, the more that people support and watch and thumb up videos that are scamming the heck out of people, the more that people like me get discouraged and decide, it's about time to just call it a day, because what's the point? You know things are possible, and the industry knows things are possible. They have technology to literally make advancements, and as far as the electric car industry, look at what they've done with electric cars. They could have done that a long time ago. They literally had the technology. They could have done this a long time ago. They could have gradually, incrementally start introducing these electric cars years ago on a massive scale, on a grand scale, and then by the time we got to where we are right now, you kind of would have a choice where you had a super efficient internal combustion engine, or you had a real good electric hybrid, or you had an all electric vehicle. We could have already been past all this. We could have literally been to the stage where you had an electric vehicle that would self-charge using everything from solar to wind to other physics that goes on in nature, on a 24-hour basis. 365 days a year, there's energy everywhere that you could use to do it. There's all kinds of different types of processes, from thermal to wind power to solar and so on. There's so many different ways. And our battery technology could have been so far advanced by now, and it probably is, but it just isn't on the market. Like these right back here, Maxwell capacitors, those are capacitors that act more like batteries. They're pretty dang impressive. Little super capacitors that'll hold a charge for a long time. Most generally, they're about 2.5 volts per cell, and you can make a battery bank that will rival your car battery. It'll charge up quicker. You can charge and discharge it down to next to nothing at all, and it'll still recharge again. So its lifespan is much better than a nickel cadmium, nickel metal hydride, or lithium ion battery, or even a lead acid battery for that matter. And it's less damage to the environment if you understand, how you could build these capacitors using biodegradable things like carbon and such. There's just so many different things that we could talk about and go on and on and on about ways that this type of technology right here could literally solve the so-called energy storage problem. And a little bit of different understanding on how electricity actually functions and stuff like that. These are the things that I would like to get out in my lab. These are the things that I'd like to show. I'd like to have a dream team. When we come up with ideas, I don't want to sit around and try to decide or debate how are we going to raise funds to do this, or how are we going to find the resources to build it or whatever. I want to be able to have access to the resources for my dream team members, and if they come up with an idea, I'm going to say there's the materials, there's the tools, let's get it done. Let's try it. Try it before we deny it, and we'll find out what works and what doesn't work and share it equally with the world out there so that everybody knows it's possible. the whole doggone idea. They're always constantly talking about, you know, the, for the better of humanity and making the world better and all that kind of stuff. We still got starving people in the world. There's no need for that. It shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be no starving people in the world. We still got people that are homeless. You know, if somebody chooses they want to live that lifestyle, hey, it's freedom. That's what freedom's all about. Do what you want to do. But if they just falling through the cracks of society because they can't afford this or that, you know, there's got to be some way that outside of trying to be some sort of communist or socialist society that we could literally help everybody and his brother and her sister out. You know, we have these options. We have the amazing technology. If we really seriously want to get down to it, when that train wreck came down there, we could not only clean every last drop of that stuff up, but we could salvage every single one of the destroyed cars and recycle all every single bit of all of it. Nothing would go to waste, and there wouldn't be all this controversy about what's going on. We could have had plans in place to make sure that this never even happened to begin with. We've got the technology to do it. You go out there and look at half of the game gear that the kids out there got. It's incredible graphics technology, incredible processing power, you know, and all they're doing is sitting around wasting their life away doing this right here. Sure, it's fun, it's entertainment, but their body's degrading because they're sitting on the couch all the time or sitting in the floor playing video games all day long or not going out getting exercise. And, you know, the people are becoming obese and sickly, and it's just a mess. But, you know, it is what it is. So I say trust the scammers, support the scammers, go out there and, you know, watch their videos and, you know, comment on their little deals down there and get them more attention because YouTube supports the scammers. They've been supporting the scammers all the time. Anything from trying to tell you that you can get free solar panels from your government, that the government will buy you a solar, they'll give away free solar panels and it'll give you a Tesla Powerwall for free. And then whenever you go put your information in there, you get on down to the end of the deal, and then suddenly they get your phone number, and you're getting calls from multiple different solar panel companies who are saying, well, we don't have that program, and then they'll tell you that if you do get onto one of these free ones, you're just essentially, they buy the equipment, and then they set it up, and then they send you a bill, a smaller bill than your, so you never own it. You never own the solar panels. And then the grid tie systems that, like mine's 24,000 watts, which should run this house, that house, and the old building over the other way, should run them all without no problems whatsoever. But since they put faulty equipment in to begin with, I never got the full benefit of the full 24,000 watts of power. But that's $70,000, 20 to 25 years worth of payments on there. So now I not only have a 400 and some odd dollar payment, but every so often I'll have a 300 and some odd dollar electric bill on top of that 400 and some odd dollar payment. So this month alone, we've spent out probably about over $1,000 or more for electricity when I've got a 24,000 watts solar array sitting on this property right here. Do I know how to fix it? Yeah, it's going to cost some money. It's going to cost some, you got to find a better solar panel company than the one that I went through, because the one that I went through literally tore up my property and scammed me out of a lot of money. And the supposed money that you're supposed to be able to get from the government, it's a lie. If you don't fall within a certain tax bracket, then you can't get the money. And if you know, it's just a long, messed up deal. So before you go signing the contract to get yourself into solar, make sure you know everything that it is that you're getting into. Have an attorney look over that deal really well. But the fact is that you've got all these people out there under the guise of climate change telling you to get into solar, get into wind, and then other things like that, and they're not telling you the after effects. What happens when the solar panels are no good anymore? What do you do with them from that point on? Where do they go from there? How do they get recycled back into the system? Well, mad science wants to basically put a system together that studies every single material known to man that goes into garbage and figure out ways to reclaim everything. all the way down to the broken glass from the panels to reclaim it all. And so that's where I'm at, you know, but financially where I'm at is right down there. I'm gone, you know, I'm wiped out. I'm financially destroyed, and it's looking like it's going to take a lot longer than planned because, you know, we got things going on in our stock market. You know, I've got investments out there where I'm losing money hand over fist. And my intentions were that when these investments was the one of all it would take is one of them to pay off, and I would be able to fund a new building. I'd be able to hire a crew and do all this kind of stuff. But you know, it what looked to be a good idea turned out to be a really bad idea because it cost me dearly to try to hang in there for all this time and try to raise the dang funds to do what it is that I need to do. You got some foul mouth heathens that get out there on YouTube, and they got what they call a super chat where people are constantly sending them money so that they can have their comments highlighted out there. So they'll send them $5, $50, $100 at a time, and these people just sit out there and cuss and raise hell and all this kind of stuff, and they're getting mega amounts of money. Of course, obviously not monetized, because why be monetized? You're getting all the money from all your people that are watching you. So, you know, they're making out like a bandit. And those who are toeing the line of YouTube, they're literally monetized, but they have to go about it a different way. And some of them are into organizations that tell them they can only say this or this, and they have to put their sponsors in there, so they've all sold out to the corporate goons of the world. And, you know, it's a big show. It's no different than buying an advertisement during the Super Bowl. If you've got a million subscribers and these people want to send you free stuff to show on your videos, well, then you'll make a lot of money. There's a guy that wasn't too far from me, was making $200,000 a month. But what he had to do to get that $200,000 a month, you ought to go out and find out yourself, because I'm not going to promote his channel. Just not going to do it. Anyway, I got to take a drink of my coffee. It is what it is. You know, that's what's going on out there. You can't trust the mainstream media. You can't trust the alternative media. You can't trust a lot of what you find on the internet. You have to have some common sense. Putting some basic science under your belt would probably help you out a lot when it comes down to how these supposed free energy devices work. You know, dude, to take a doggone magnet. This ain't a magnet, but he'll take a magnet and he'll wrap some wire around it, make this fancy loop or whatever, and solder it together and hook a light to it and tell everybody, because it looks like it's lit up, that there's a free energy going on. This magnet ain't moving. You're not getting no north and south change in polarity to produce an AC current in there that you then in turn rectify through a diode or a bridge rectifier in order to make it light up. So it's violating the laws that we know of how we actually create electricity. It's just sitting there. Now, never mind the fact that it's probably sitting on a table with a doggone, wireless charging system underneath there. So all they got to do is make the connection and set it down on that wireless charger, and then bam, the thing will light up. You know, it's like what you saw me doing in the lab. But what I was doing in the lab was pulsing a Tesla coil, and I had like the little building that I called Shaziz's dump had a little LED light bulb in there that had a built-in capacitor into it. And so that wireless antenna, if I touch the tip of it on the ground, and the other radiant energy coming off the Tesla coil was literally lighting up that dang bulb in midair. I could show you the entire perimeter of where the doggone electric field is, the magnetic field, like with this wireless AC tester. You've seen many videos of me sitting here, and I could show you how far out that field goes. And I could sit there and explain to you why that field's only going that far and how to get it to go out even farther than that. You know, how to focus an energy beam, all that kind of stuff. I could show you how to do that. It's not rocket science. You just got to have a little bit of understanding of basic concepts of how magnetic fields are produced through, you know, induction in the wire and when the wave goes out. And then you have to know that once you take the power off, the wave's going to collapse because it's basically nature resetting itself. And all we're doing is catching it outgoing and the incoming. The expansion and collapse of any of these fields, and we're able to trigger devices like this right here, or produce a current inside the doggone wiring coils or whatever to produce electricity. It's really ridiculously simple, and there are other ways to do the exact same thing with absolutely no magnets involved whatsoever. You don't need magnets to produce electricity, but you can't tell people that, you know. Those who have a little bit of understanding about some basic electronics and basic science know how you can do that without magnets. But you got these folks out here that'll sit there and do these things like this, and it makes a mockery out of real science, and it makes people that are trying to bring things that are either lost and forgotten in the past to back to the front so everybody can see, hey, here's another piece of the puzzle. Back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, they had what was called a mercury arc rectifier, and it was pretty doggone cool. Had a little pool of mercury down in there. You shoot the high voltage AC inside there, and it heats up that mercury and basically vaporizes it in that bulb, and now the energy is going through there, and you get the plasma built up inside there, and the energy can only go one direction. It can't work its way back the other direction, so you ended up with the very first type of rectifier. They had these in vacuum tubes for TL televisions and radios. You could turn one tube into a rectifier, and that same tube you could use for multiple other purposes at the same time. So, we've had these technologies way back when. We've figured out ways that we can take silicone chips and other stuff, and we can use those for switches. Mechanical switches we've always had. Transistors, transistors, MOSFET, 555 timers, smaller deal, whatever, that can turn things on and off really fast. And, by doing that, we're pulsing a whole bunch of different frequency ranges by that, and being able to run different things on different circuits. We've had capacitor technology, going all the way back to the old style electrolytic capacitors and beyond, that all the way back to the Leyden jar for that matter. And these they were storing energy, and so we're not doing anything new. We're just using different materials, and we're able to shrink it down for different purposes. You'd be surprised at what's going on in this little digital watch right here, and how efficient, because it's got little tiny batteries inside these dang little 3-volt battery inside there. Oh, looks like something like this one right here. Dang it, just fell out the dang package, and you don't want to touch both sides of these things at the same time. It's not good. But little button cell batteries inside there, some probably in here might be a smaller one than this right here, but they're about 3 volts. They're impressive though. For that much, it'll run this watch for a long time. I can't even remember how old this watch is, but it's pretty doggone old. Here's a button cell that is probably more like the size that's in this watch right here. And this thing will run for a long, long time. So don't tell me we don't have the technology. We've got the technology. We've had the technology the whole entire time. And those of us who say, we should be so much farther along than what we are right now, and that knowledge is being suppressed, it's out there, but they're not trying to teach kids in school about it. They're not trying to teach you that there's an easier way and a more efficient way to do things. What's the point? Look, if you're a doctor, you got a special language where you can speak to other doctors, and they understand what you're saying. But if you're a patient and you're listening to the doctor with all this big terminology, unless you speak that big terminology language, then you don't know what the doctor's talking about unless they explain it to you in a sense where you're at. Mechanic, same thing. You know, you can talk to people till you're blue in the face about what's going on with their car, but you'll lose them because they don't understand. You lost them. I could sit there and explain to you in graphic detail when you put that key in the ignition, what's actually occurring all the way down through that entire system. You know, you turn that thing on and then you're pulling power from the battery and it goes back through that switch that you just turned on, and there's another deal to engage the starter all the way down, one half back as your accessory. So maybe you want to park the car, not have it running, and leave your radios going. Well, you can do that too. But that just in that switch alone is a massive amount of technology and engineering. We've come so far. But we should be much farther than we are right now. And the only way to get that to that level is to find a dream team and put a dream team in every single community, solving all these problems that you know, we supposedly have. We definitely got a garbage problem, because if you want to come down to my property and look right along the edge of that road out there, for some reason or another, people they want to keep their car clean, and so they'll throw their beer bottle out the window into my yard. So all the way up and down that fence line is tons of trash. That's just one fence line. Go back down the road and walk, drive down the freeway and look off to the side of the road and the ditches and the medians and stuff like that, and you're going to see garbage everywhere. Garbage everywhere. People don't care. They don't care about the water. They don't care about when you go down to the lake or whatever, and some trash falls off the boat. You don't try to get it out of the water. You just drive on by. Woo, having fun. Have your party. Leave all your garbage behind. You know, don't put out your campfire. Start a forest fire. No big deal. It's just I don't understand it. I try hard to understand the mentality of people and why they do the things that they do. I just don't understand it. This world can weapons of mass destruction. Every time that somebody supposedly does something they don't like, or you know, whatever, makes them mad, we can put all this massive military equipment with missiles that, you know, like a Sidewinder missile. Go look at the price of what a Sidewinder missile costs, and you're shooting down balloons with it. That's today, man. That's modern day stuff. You're shooting down balloons with a missile that could have bought somebody a house, or maybe a couple somebody's a house. Imagine what that could have done for research. Imagine if a fraction of all this money that the government pumps out every single day was put towards research. I don't know why it is, but I feel like the forces of darkness in the universe don't ever want a guy like me to get rich, because if I ever got rich, it'd be over, because I done told everybody the secrets. I'd opened up that doggone box and let that cat out of the bag or whatever. You know? So Pandora's box would be open and the cat would be out of the bag, and I'd spill the beans, and everybody and his brother would know everything that there was to know about all these different things that were suppressed all this time. Guys like Stan Myers, that was driving around in 1979 with a dune buggy running on water. And then to this very day, you even have those apologists for the government saying, oh no, he was a scammer or this and that. Say what you want, man, but I know the technology is there, because go look out there in society right now. We got forklifts that run on hydrogen technology. We got vans that run on hydrogen technology. We've got buses and trucks and cars that run on hydrogen technology. Are they mainstream? Are they doing them in exactly the way that Stan Myers was doing it? No. They've got different ways to use hydrogen. But nonetheless, it still shows that the technology does exist and it is viable. You know, Mythbusters came out and done a stink job on hydrogen technology, and in the process of doing that, they lost one loyal follower, because I used to love watching the Mythbusters until they were intellectually dishonest, until they discredited themselves with bold-faced lies and you know, half-truths. So that's why I stopped, you know, being supporters of them. It's just you what do you do? What can you do? I'm just a guy with ideas, that's all. I got the bottle caps for Mad Science project that I told everybody about. You know, I get my bucket out again. Because I got a few of them loaded up and ready to go. Ready to go for the project. It's a simple little idea, which I'm going to actually be doing a couple, things at some fairs and stuff, and putting on some displays, and hoping to have a few prototypes in the process of things that you can do with something as simple as that bottle cap right there. There's a lot you can do with that. That's a petroleum product, you know. There's some things going on with this right here that could be very beneficial. Number one, to keep the stuff out of the trash. See, this isn't a trash can. This is a piggy bank. This right now is everything in my hand right here is recyclable, including the metal that this is made right here. It's all recyclable. You don't have to go out there and dig up any more to make that. You could recycle this over and over and over and over again. With everything that we've got out there above ground, that we got tons and tons going into landfills on a regular basis. They keep on talking about how they want to be environmentally friendly and stuff like that. If you only knew what was in the majority of the landfills out there. The landfills out there have every kind of battery known to man inside there and then some. And after a while, those batteries will start to corrode and they'll start to do their thing. So at least at some brief point, there are toxicities in that particular soil that hopefully is not anywhere near a water table that can actually leach down into the dill. But there's also other possibilities for if a lithium ion battery for some reason or another made it inside that landfill and just so happened to have the right circumstances, like there's a pocket of trash, you know, and there's a little bit of air, you get a little bit of air up inside there, and for some reason that lithium ion battery is breached and burst into flames and ignites that trash, and now you got a big old massive trash pile that's on fire. Over there, you have to look it up somewhere. I can't remember if it was Jefferson City or St. Louis. It's one of the two. I can't remember which one it is, but there's a dump out there that's been burning for like anywhere from 40 to 60 years or something like that. It's underground. It's been burning for all that time. They can't put it out. They don't understand why. There's all kinds of reasons why that could be possible, because minerals in the ground or whatever, you know. It's just like you get a coal mine, if you got all these different tunnels that you dug out to dig all this coal out, and there's breaches or cracks in the system, and you get it lit, and then you got wind blowing on the other side, that thing can sit there and burn for who knows how long, which there are a few of those out there burning as well. And that's not even rocket science, man. It's not something that we can't solve. We could solve that. I told them, you guys want to put that fire out, I'll tell you how to put that fire out. You know, I told you back whenever I was in the Navy, I was a firefighter. We used to have these halon systems that would literally, if there was a fire, you wouldn't want to be in there when that sucker went off, because it literally sucks all the air out of the room. And it'll suffocate you. So, you know, we have the technology. We got all these fire going on there. What's your thoughts, Thomas? You got snowflakes going on and you got fires going on. Is there something you need to tell me? Anyway, I'm not here by myself. Looks like Thomas is here and Troy's there, but I'll have to see if I can try to get them to talk. Anybody want to say anything? Y'all killing me. Y'all terrible for radio. Leave me hanging out in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, so You got all these things that you could be doing. Probably never going to be too late. You'll still, you're saying plenty laugh out loud. Well, you got all these tragedies supposedly going on. You got all the solutions that are being ignored. You got government officials, as long as they can keep you fearful, will keep you paying your carbon tax. Is carbon tax even a thing? Is anybody paying carbon tax anywhere in the world right now? Thomas, do you know? What about you, Troy? Do you know? Dang, y'all killing me, man. Alright, I'm going to keep rambling on.
You're too poor to pay attention.
Yeah, I've been too poor to pay attention many times. Think I'm there now. You know, jeez. All this stuff behind me, it costs a lot of money. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm making things, and I get these comments on my YouTube channel where somebody's telling me they want the schematics. And they cuss me out sometimes. They want me to give them the schematics to something I'm in the process of showing them. So that, you know, whatever. I ain't got no problem with giving people every how-to about designing, you know, anything that I'm building so that they can replicate it themselves. But to come on there and cuss you out and mouth off at you because you didn't give them what they wanted, when they wanted it, from your intellectual design, I just don't sound right. Thomas, if I call you up and demand that you give me your designs, what are you going to tell me? But don't tell me. I know what you're going to tell me. And it's probably not going to be PG friendly. That's just saying. Anyway, it is what it is. We got things that we could do right now. That would solve all this supposed energy problems of the world. We got things that we could do right now, but I sat back and I looked at, and when everybody's talking about free energy and over unity and zero point energy and all this kind of stuff, you know, trying to find free electricity or whatever, and they're going all about it, you know, the wrong way, you know, because you got different factions that'll argue over whether this particular one is right, this particular one is right, that particular one is right, back and forth, instead of stepping back and looking at the big picture. If you take some things you learn from John Searle, John Bedini, if you take some things you learn from Tesla, things that you learn from all these different alternative energy researchers, and even, you know, guys, modern day guys like Robert Murray Smith, you take some things that you've learned from them and you step back, and now you've got the pieces of the puzzle to literally build what it is that you claim that you want. And so what's going on here? You know, the egos are getting, to everybody. You know, the ego is overtaking your common sense. You've got all the pieces of the puzzle necessary to solve the problems that you need, but you're not doing it. And so as I'm listening to all this going on, and I'm watching some of the alternative researchers, majority of the alternative researchers getting fed up and leaving, I see you, Thomas. Yeah. When you see all these alternative energy researchers finally getting fed up and going on down the road because there's nobody that's paying attention to them or whatever, or they're tired of getting scammed or cheated out of views on their videos or whatever, that's a loss, man. But as I'm watching all this, I'm thinking, what is the simplest way to give people what they said they wanted outside of what we've already got right now? We've got the internal combustion engine that could be made so much more efficiently. We've got technology to where we can literally use water as fuel. If you designed a generator, and one of the things that I used to talk about, how you could run an exhaust off of the exhaust of one engine, you could run another engine. Garage 54 actually did. They ran a LADA off of the engine, the exhaust of another engine. Just like I said. And they run it through a bubbler system. They said they couldn't get the fuel to ignite very well whenever they run it straight out of the deal, but they ran it down through a bubbler system and were able to get that fuel to run that second engine. Thomas, what's a hydrocarbon? Can you tell me, since you're really good at that kind of stuff, please? And thank you, Thomas. Oh, I'm getting dizzy. I'm about to pass out. I can't talk no more. Molecules made with hydrogen and carbon. Yep. Well, when you're pumping that exhaust down into the water and you're producing hydrocarbons and you're running a second vehicle, that should be your next clue. And they did it. And all they would have had to done to improve upon that is do like everybody who did when they had a carburetor or an airflow meter or a throttle body. Modify it to get your fuel air mixture up just right. And now you can run two engines for the price of one. Then by the time you get to the exhaust of the second engine, you'll notice the difference in the way those fumes are coming up out of there. And if you've still got excess fumes coming out of there, try to go for number three. See if you can run the third engine off of the first two. Wouldn't that be amazing if you could take a doggone engine, run three engines for the price of one fuel? Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. All right, well, I don't know what to say anymore. So, I think I'm probably going to end this show early today, because I'm suddenly not doing so well. I can barely see that dang screen right there. But it is what it is. We have capabilities to do what we need to do. As long as people want to support the scammers and they want to support the government the way that the government's doing things, we're going to be in the same boat that we've been in for a long time. So, we got to figure out a way to do something.
Might be time to just take a break, man.
Yep.
When's the last time you've been on vacation?
I don't know.
I wish my truck was running. I'd come up and at least visit, man.
Yeah.
I imagine it's pretty draining finding out that you've been lied to in a way that cost you a tremendous amount of money.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
That's why I've never invested a huge amount of money into solar equipment. I always look for the deals, you know? And then learn what I have to be able to do it myself, because people want too much to do the install and they want to put too many, they want to tie too many strings to anything that they do, you know? Yep. Even though you're fully paying for it, they still got strings. My strings. Like, no, get the hell out of here with your strings. Well, I'll build it myself.
I told everybody, it says, I'm not a businessman. You know, I'm a mad science guy. I'm not a businessman. And so I have, Achilles heel to where I trust people more than I probably should. And it usually comes back to bite me. And so, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, when you have faith in somebody that they're going to keep their word, what do you do? You know, a lot of good people get taken advantage of a lot of times.
Got to read the fine print, man. And then whatever that way you're sure of what it says they have to do. And then when they don't do it, sue the crap out of them, man. Use the very system that was made to keep people honest, you know. And when they break, when they screw things up, force them to make the problem, correct the problem, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, for you folks.
Otherwise, you end up with this.
For you folks out there listening in, what you got there, Thomas? Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. For you folks out there listening in, I'm cutting the show today. I'm starting to have a little health issue right here. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but this happened to me when I was driving one time, and it wasn't very good, you know. So, I can barely see the screen on the deal right now, so I'm just going to call it a day and end this show right here. So, to my friends out there on YouTube, peace. Good luck with everything. I'll be back whenever I can. In the meantime, just take care of yourself. Peace and love.
So maybe try to do an evening show. Maybe you'll be in better shape then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm shutting this off over here at YouTube. Oh, there's the peace sign. Take care.
Are you streaming on YouTube?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to put on do some outgoing stuff and then get us up off of the radio. Alright, that's good enough.
Just one ant.
Ooh, one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop. Ooh, he's got a laptop.
I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop.
There it is.
He's got a laptop.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.